I encourage all of you to read the Word. Just read it. We don't need much interpretation, but the Word is life. It will help you. Don't think you know. Knowing will not help you. But eating the Word, just read it every day, meditate on it. Just like eating food. You take the Word in, and it works. It strengthens your body and your health. Amen. Mingled with faith. This is what Hebrews chapter 12. I'm sorry, chapter 4 tells us. Yeah. Right. Many times we thought we need to understand so much. No, you don't need to understand so much, but you need to read the Word and eat it. Take it into you. And you'll be surprised that a Word indwelling in us, taken into our being, will be a help to you. It's not hard to understand, but it's not a matter of understanding. I ate bread this morning. I didn't understand anything about bread. I don't even know how to bake it. The only thing I know is how to eat it. If I have to wait until my sister Shirley would explain to me for 1.5 hour how this bread was baked and everything, at the end, I'll be so hungry and weak. Right? Did you explain to me how the egg came into being? How a hen can lay an egg? Yeah, who came first? Or what came first? If we analyze that, you will starve to death. Right, you need to understand eggs and know everything about it. But you enjoy the egg. Oh, that's wonderful. With the Word of God, it is the same. When God spoke, and when He speaks, Isaiah tells us His word, His speaking, will never return to Him void. But it will accomplish in you whatever He wants to do. Amen. Before the law was even given to God's people, right? They promised, we will do it. And before it was even given, they broke the first commandment in a terrible way. Our flesh cannot keep the law. That's why we need to be born again. Our brother mentioned about the second nature. That's right. But even if you're born again, it doesn't mean that immediately you will be a person keeping God's law. The same with our human life, right? Were you a good boy after you were born? Although you have a human life, it takes time to learn. It takes time to develop that life. Don't think our spiritual life doesn't need development. That's why we Christians have so many problems. Although we are born again, we are saved, we have forgiveness, but we still have a lot of trouble. Look at all the Christians today, matured Christians. After being saved for so many years, no more problem, eh? Oh, we don't know the Bible. We don't understand the Bible. That's why we have so much problem. I tell you, sometimes the more you understand, the more problems you have. Then we quarrel about interpretation of the Bible. I don't agree with what you say, and you don't agree with what I say, right? That's why we have so many divisions among God's people. Doesn't mean that we don't know the Bible, but we know more than what the Bible says. That's the problem. I don't want to know so much, but I want to trust in the Lord, to have faith in the Lord to help me. In your whole Christian life, you will never be fully free from problems. No more problems? After so many years of being a Christian, you still have problems? Goodness, so when are you going to reach a point where you don't have any more problems? That's why Paul says, as long as we live in these earthly tabernacles, we groan. We will always have problems. Even last night when I was fellowshipping with some saints, and just fellowshipping, I don't want to preach to them, you know. I don't even want to teach anything. And one saint asked, I want to go on with the Lord, to experience Christ, to even bring offerings to the Father, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I have so much weakness and still difficulties. What should I do? What would you say, Mo? How? Oh, they always want to ask how. What to do? There's no other way. The Lord is your life. You have that life. And that life will help you. And we need all this weakness and trouble. Paul did not boast about his strength. Right? Did he boast about his strength? Oh, I'm so strong now after so many years. Don't you even know I'm an apostle? Paul says, I would rather boast in my weakness. You think weakness is not good, right? I've never heard anybody says weakness is okay. But I told them weakness is wonderful. It's part of your life. Because when you are weak, then you turn to the Lord. And you take Christ. If you're so strong as Superman, you don't need any help from anybody. You have a shirt that says Superman. So if you're so super, you don't need Christ anymore. But let me tell you, we will never become Superman as long as we're on this earth. And that's a good thing because it turns us to the Lord. Yeah. That's why Paul says, I would boast in my weakness. In our preaching, we always want people, yeah, brother, be strong, okay? Be strong. Mm-hmm. Then why do we always tell people to be strong? Turn to the Lord. Call on Him. Yeah. This is the experience of Brother Paul. He's an apostle. And he said, not that I'm already perfected. Praise the Lord. Or have you graduated spiritually? Are you always disappointed when you fail? Only sometimes. But, well, don't worry. It's part of our human life. I always remember failure is the mother of success. You heard that too? Yeah. Wow. You believe it too?
Well, I don't want failure.
you see. Why not? The more you fail, the more success you'll experience. Is it really?
It makes me desperate for the Lord.
Amazing. We like to tell people about our success stories. Nobody wants to tell people our failures. Right? Do you want to talk about your failures? But praise the Lord. Because if we are weak, then we turn to the Lord to have a life that always depends on Him. And our spiritual life needs to mature to gain Christ. You know, it's God's wisdom to let the flesh still accompany you. You may not believe it, but you don't like it. Would you prefer to have a perfect life? Then you don't need Christ anymore. Well, why do you need Christ if you're perfect? I'm 81 now. Been a Christian all my life, born in a Christian family. I still need Christ more than ever before. Because the older we get, the more serious the problem is. Your problem grows with you. If you're young, you don't have much big problem, right? When you're 3 years old, do you have a great problem? They think, but your problem is just very little. But if we mature Christians have problems, I tell you, it is destructive. Yes. It is destructive. That's why we need to gain more Christ. Learn to gain the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
All those qualities mentioned in Matthew chapter 5, the intrinsic, what? Character, life. Describes not you and me, it describes Christ.
Yeah.
It is Christ. Yeah. Who has the pure heart? You?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No. But Christ has a pure heart.
Yeah.
He's a peacemaker. It says Christ is our peace. He's the merciful one. I'm not. That's why every time if things happen and I'm reacting, I need mercy. Where am I going to get it? Through Him. So who is the merciful one? Who is the righteous one? It's Christ. So what we all need to do is not to be disappointed, but to use every opportunity to turn to the Lord. Lord, now I need your mercy. In every situation, it causes us to turn to the Lord and gain Him. Praise the Lord. So, don't be disappointed. Okay, Stephen? Even if you fail, that's wonderful. Tell the Lord, hallelujah, I can turn to you. Right. Praise God.
Amen.
So we can all make it through Him. Not through yourself, but through Him. Praise the Lord.